There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, you dial in toll-free. If you want, you can bring up anything at 855-450-FREE. The video is up right now on our Facebook and Twitter of the man being pulled over by a bearcat. You know, at least here in Keene, New Hampshire, unlike Gainesville, Florida, where this happened, at least here the cops feel like they have to make excuses for using their bearcat. There's a little more public pressure on them to kind of keep them accountable. It sounds to me like there's not really any accountability of any sort going on in Gainesville, Florida, where the cops are just pulling people over with this thing that up here they're constantly talking about. It's just a rescue vehicle. We're only using it when we put our guys in harm's way. That's all the Bearcats for. They don't apparently have that same narrative in Gainesville.
It's not like they were out looking for speeders in this thing. They were going down the road and they got flipped off.
Yeah.
They reacted in a sort of visceral,
vicious,
unprofessional way, and they went ahead and pulled somebody over. Now, this vehicle could have been going to Bearcat training or coming back from Bearcat training or whatever, but this is a really poor vehicle to go out and give tickets in.
I don't know. It's really intimidating. We know the cops like to intimidate
people.
Yes,
but it costs a lot of money, and there's no good reason to use budgets in that circumstance when you wear and tear.
And it's very bad PR wherever you are.
Well, they don't care about that. I mean, obviously they don't care about that.
I don't know that they don't care about that. I mean, they certainly react to cameras.
That's true.
And, you know, one thing I was going to ask you about Keene Police Department, if you've been here longer than I have. In some ways, I have seen the police change in New Hampshire as a result of the Free State Project. And an example of that is you never hear about an open carrier getting randomly hassled
anymore
in New Hampshire.
It didn't happen in the early days.
It used to happen. Yeah. It happened to me in Manchester back in the day.
Yep.
I had them. They didn't actually stop me, but I had a cop follow me for like... I made a Pork 411 call going, yeah, this cop's been following me for three blocks. But has there been a change in the Keene Police Department since you've been here? Or have they always been relatively mellow as cops go?
Well, my experience is that we've seen that they are no longer really doing the random bag checks of the college students. There was a big push from the activists to stop that. They generally allow videotaping in most places and are, accommodating to videographers.
Yeah, I had heard that they were a little more rough dealing with that in the early days.
I can tell you that it was probably 2007, we moved here in 2006, that I believe I was the first incident of sort of cop watching here in Keene, where I just pulled out a camera and decided to, you know, video a traffic pullover where there were a bunch of cops surrounding this one dude, and they gave me some trouble about that. They're like, we're protecting his privacy. He's on the side of the road in daylight. You're doing a terrible, terrible job. You know, this is just a chilling effect on people using cameras.
People for hats in courtrooms?
You know, I believe you probably would get some trouble for that in Keene District Court, but the Manchester Court is completely different. They don't seem to care. That I've seen people wearing hats in Manchester, and it's fine there.
And, so, of course, Keene, we never stand up, and they never give us a problem about that. I think they did at first until a couple people claimed to be Quakers.
The old judge, no, I don't think that ever happened in court. Well, maybe it did. I think Dale might have done that once. But the old judge in Superior Court here threatened and actually threatened Mark and actually arrested. Oh, that was over your son being loud, but I know it was the new judge who threatened you over your son.
That was Kissinger.
Sorry, the old judge threatened you, Rich, for wearing a Ron Paul t-shirt once, I think. You remember that?
Oh, well, the bailiffs did have me turn my Ron Paul t-shirt inside out.
Wasn't that at my trial? I forget where that one was.
I don't know.
I think
it was.
And then it was also in late 2010, I believe, or no, 2012. Anyway, it's on to some extent over at Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree in that movie. Kelly Voluntarius and Jason Talley were arrested for not standing up for the judge in Superior Court. But after that judge left the bench, it hasn't been an issue.
That was Arnold, right?
That's correct.
I didn't like Arnold.
There's a long history of abuse of power here in Keene, and we've documented all of it over at freekeene.com. It's really quite the compendium of ridiculous behavior of government bureaucrats. Certainly one of the things that we've done the best over on freekeene.com over the years is really chronicle just the absolutely outrageous abuses of power, many of which have gone unchecked. I mean, there's you're still at risk if you walk into that courthouse with a video camera. If you walk in there with a video camera, you can take the camera into the courtroom, but if you're recording video in the courthouse, you may very well get arrested for contempt of court here in Keene. So that there's still some battles that haven't been won, but for the most part, outside of the courthouse building, you can pretty much record anywhere in Keene.
The thing they like to say with the with cameras in the court building is there's always, they trot
the
out
children.
The rape victim thing. What if there's a lady in here who's testifying against a rapist? The question I'd have for that was, when was the last time that happened? Because we don't have a lot of trials.
That's true.
Generally, most people.
Selection was canceled this month.
Yeah. Most people just plead out. But okay, assuming there's an activist that just wants to chase around recently molested women, which I have not yet seen, it's nonsense. Then I suppose that might be an issue, but that's not really what they're here for. You know, we all know that the activists are here to videotape people who work for the government.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. The other excuse, Mark, is the children, and that's the one I hear more frequently. I haven't really heard them claim rape victims very often as their reason for banning cameras, but the usual claim is, well, there's juveniles. There's juvenile cases in this court, and we can't just have people recording children.
They can record children on the street.
Well, that's right. That's my point. That's why it's all just show. That's why it's all...
A juvenile case has some legal protections.
But they're not protected as soon as they leave the courthouse. So if you want to record all the kids going into juvie court, you can just stand outside the courthouse and record every single one of them that walks in, and that's completely legal. So you're right, Mark. It's just an excuse. It's a cover for them disallowing the recording and the holding of these bureaucrats accountable. Every clerk, every security agent in that building is precluded from being held accountable unless you're willing to risk contempt of court for recording video. And there have been instances, Garrett, Ian, myself, where, you know, we'll walk from like one room to another and we'll have the camera out. No one will say anything. So it has happened. For instance, the security agents on the district court floor are more likely to look the other way about a video camera being used than the sheriff's security agents who handle the superior court floor. Those guys get all kinds of hot and bothered about a video camera being used in their court.
I love how
facility.
They combine these two courts in the same building, but they just can't figure out how to combine the bailiff organizations. So we couldn't possibly let one of these guys go, one of these retirees that's now double dipping for the pension.
Yeah.
We couldn't possibly let a single one of them go and save the taxpayers some money. It's really important that we have two different organizations on two different floors.
I suspect that's probably because they're operating out of separate budgets, because the people who cut the budget don't necessarily assume they'll be sharing a building.
One's a state organization, the other is the county.
Yeah, but of course you could have a single security organization and just charge them like what percentage of estimated they use of your service.
Yeah, I bet they could probably hire like private security for the building and do it a lot cheaper. Not that I would necessarily, not that that would necessarily be better. I don't know. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, because I don't support the idea of taking government functions necessarily and handing them over to a business monopoly. I mean, you can argue that might be better in some ways than having the government monopolize that service, but in other ways, maybe they would claim they wouldn't have the same level of they wouldn't have to have the same level of transparency, for instance.
Yeah, well, governments can use, because it's always been recognized that government is a dangerous thing, there are some special checks on the behavior of people working for the government that don't necessarily carry over to contractors. So, yeah, in some cases you would actually lose some transparency and some rights if they brought in contractors.
We'll come back with more here. You can share your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Liberty Maniacs under attack again in the court system. These are guys that make t-shirts, and some of them are pretty funny. Apparently, some people didn't like the joke. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat, but adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed. Zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Tell everybody we know about Dynavite.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite, it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453. Free Talk Talk Live. Dial toll-free here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online, and you can enjoy all the features on our website for free at freetalklive.com. Also free, ProXPN. You go and grab their app for Windows, Macintosh, iOS, Android, Linux, whatever you're using. They probably have an app for you. And it will help protect you online because, well, people are trying. Probably when you're out and about at like a coffee shop or something, some people might be trying to sniff your Wi-Fi packets, maybe to gather certain identifying information about you, perhaps credit card numbers and things like that. Your internet service provider is probably saving your surfing history, in some cases for as many as 5 years, and then doing who knows what with it, maybe selling it or giving it away to governments, for instance. You can protect yourself by encrypting your data online, and ProXPN will provide you that service. You can just go and get started for free right now at proxpn.com/FTL. That's proxpn.com/FTL. We've got a discount code as well when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account for unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. Use code FTL50 to save 50% off the price of the annual account over at proxpn.com/FTL. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee, and ProXPN does not keep records of your online habits at all. So go and check out proxpn.com/FTL, and don't forget promo code FTL50 for a great discount on privacy that is priceless. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We've got Brett listening in Baltimore. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brett.
Hey there, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Super. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi. I just wanted to ask you guys about this stuff. Have you heard of, like, the collective consciousness in terms of, like, psychedelic uses of those kind of substances?
Are you talking about the Jungian collective unconscious?
Right, I've heard of it. Yeah, I've heard of collective consciousness, sure.
Yeah, I was just, I know I watched a few Trip of Force online. I've never tried it. But it seems like an overarching theme. I'm wondering if you guys think there could actually be any kind of tangible thing.
Well, Rich, I suspect you've done more psychedelics in your time than I have. What are your thoughts on the collective consciousness, and can you define it?
Well, the Jungian collective conscience, or the idea of racial memory, was that there was some sort of knowledge that was held collectively by all humans. I've never seen any evidence of that. Mm-hmm. My consciousness has always been individual.
Yeah.
Maybe socialists have collective conscience.
Maybe so. I can tell you that in my psychedelic experience, I have had moments where I have felt at one with the universe, but I can't say I've been, I can't say that I've been tapped into the consciousness of another human being, you know, that I in any way was aware of anything like that. But I do understand the concept of a collective consciousness, the idea being that sort of humanity is manifesting into the world what it believes, basically, on a collective basis. That, you know, essentially it's the argument that people get the government they deserve, essentially, that that the government that we have is a reflection of sort of the collective consciousness of the people, not necessarily individually, because obviously we who don't necessarily like the idea of the state would say, well, we don't deserve this. But overall, there is a lot of love for the idea of the state. There's a lot of belief in the concept of the state. And so people are getting what they believe in, ultimately.
Right. I did a little bit of research on, like, the Wikipedia page, and it's apparently the whole idea started with, like, a German idealist philosopher back in, like, the late 1800s. And I'm trying to, like, move away from the whole idea of the collective consciousness, just, like, the oneness of being, you know, like you said, like, the oneness with the universe is what a lot of, like, these trip reports go around talking about. But then also, you know, how you're missing your life and, you know.
Also, what? I'm sorry, you're a little muffled. It's hard to understand you.
I'm sorry. Well, I was saying researched the whole idea of it on Wikipedia, and apparently the whole thing came from, like, a German idealist philosopher, is where it said that it started at, which isn't surprising based on, like, just the terminology that they're using.
Yeah, I think you know, libertarians tend to bristle at the idea of a collective consciousness or the idea that all people are connected. And thanks, Brett, for your call tonight. I think the libertarians out there don't tend to really like that idea. But I have to say that, you know, I like the concept personally. I think that we're all part of God, essentially, and that we are individuations of this one greater consciousness.
But what effect does that have? And what connection is there? I don't know. I would say that connection's basically emotional, and which is a good thing. I think that emotions are great, and that's the reason we have them, is they give sort of meaning and purpose to our lives. But I just haven't figured out yet how this can possibly sort of be true. And I would remind everybody that there's a collective unconsciousness. And that there's some way to tap into this other than sort of taking some drugs and feeling like I am at one with the universe.
Well, I'm not just taking drugs. I mean, meditation. There's people who meditate who claim to have experiences very, very similar to psychedelic experiences.
The brain produces its own drugs, too, and you can tap into them in a variety of ways.
Mm-hmm.
But I would remind everybody of the James Randi challenge, where you can go get yourself a fresh $1 million by proving that you've got some kind of supernatural thing. So if you can, in some way or another, tap into my mind and see the things that I see or whatever, you can prove that and get $1 million.
I've never heard anyone make that claim.
Yeah, see, I would object even to the word supernatural, because basically if something exists, it exists in the universe and is therefore natural.
Yep.
If there are ghosts, they are a natural, not a supernatural phenomena. We just don't know why. I've never seen evidence that there are ghosts. But,
well, we have to have terminology for things that we don't all agree are true. And, there's just supernatural is a term that sort of describes some things, ghosts, UFOs, the ability to divine water, where water is, transubstantiation, there's a bunch of things out there kind of fit under this big umbrella called supernatural.
Yeah, although, of course, UFOs wouldn't be supernatural. They'd just be another ordinary organism that had superior technology to ours.
I think it seems very clear to me that there must be life on other planets. I just don't know if they've traveled to Earth, whether it's very likely that anybody's actually seen them.
If we found conclusively that there was not life elsewhere in the universe, I would think there must be a God.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Because if it happens randomly once, it should happen randomly more than once. Now, petroleum, I think, is probably rarer in the universe than intelligent life, and it may well be that without petroleum, a society can't advance to what mankind has done.
So I thought that Jupiter's Saturn's moon Titan had a whole bunch of oil on it. There was a meme going around Facebook that suggested that they needed some freedom with a glaring eagle.
That's weird, because my understanding is that oil is a breakdown product of organic life.
Nope.
So are they then saying that there was organic life?
That's why they call it a fossil fuel, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
How would they know there's oil up there anyway? Like looking at it?
Well,
there's taxons.
I can go ahead and research it a bit more. I remember reading an article, but it's been some time.
There's more on the way here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us on these sort of metaphysical matters, if you like. Anything goes here on Free Talk Live, 855, 453. More coming up.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited here to dial toll-free and bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you'll find waiting for you there. If you like what we're doing on Free Talk Live, throw some Bitcoin in our Bitcoin tip jar. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com and you will find the Bitcoin tip jar information there. Plus, we are now accepting, over about two dozen other cryptocurrencies, these altcoins like Litecoin, Dogecoin. There's another one, Nextcoin, NXT. There's Purecoin, I think, Namecoin. I'm just trying to go off the top of my head here. There are literally two dozen of them that we'll accept over at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Thanks to shapeshift.io for making it easy for us to accept all those altcoins and turn them automatically into Bitcoin. Now, if you don't yet have any Bitcoin or Litecoin or Dogecoin, you can go and get them from expresscoin.com. It's a great way to get into Bitcoin, or if you're already into Bitcoin, get some more of them because the price has been down the last several days. In the Bitcoin universe, it's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive, and they're a licensed money services business at expresscoin.com. You can be in the United States or Canada, send them money order, check, or wire transfer, and they will send you Bitcoin back. And you can do it very affordably there. Their fees are the best I've seen in the business. Plus, if you use coupon code FTL, you'll get up to $40 worth of the cryptocurrency of your choice with no fee at all. So, what a great way to get started in Bitcoin. Pay no fee to get your first Bitcoin if it's less than $40 worth by using code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. That's code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. I mentioned Liberty Maniacs. This is a T-shirt making company. We actually had the head of this organization on our show. It seems like it's maybe about a year ago.
Sounds about right.
Where he was under fire for a T-shirt that he had made up making fun of the NSA. This was, you know, during the aftermath of all the explosion of news brought on by Edward Snowden, the former NSA contractor who in the summer of 2013 went public with all kinds of shocking, for some people, revelations about the NSA spying on you, spying on Americans and people all around the world. So he made a pretty funny graphic poking fun at the NSA, and they went after him for it. Ultimately, he won that case, and this is now his latest blog post, posted, I believe, just the other day. His NSA shirt, by the way, said it had the NSA logo, or what appeared to be the NSA logo, with like an eagle and then the sort of a star circle thing around it. National Security Agency. Peeping while you're sleeping is what it says around the circle. And then below that it says, the NSA, the only part of government that actually listens. So, you know.
Nice.
It's pretty cute. And he won. He says, I feel, though, like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day, however. Seriously, he says, just months after my First Amendment case against the NSA and the Department of Homeland Security was settled in victory, legal representatives from Ready for Hillary, PAC, one of these political action campaigns.
Committee?
No, whatever. Anyway, they've decided to issue takedown orders for parodies I did of the Ready for Hillary campaign. The whole thing started as a play off the recent study by Martin Guilens and Benjamin Page that outlined how America's political system has become an oligarchy. Most of us had assumed this was largely the case, figuring that well-funded, powerful elites largely ran the show in America, while the rest of us watched on the sidelines of power without any real influence. What made their study pretty remarkable was they actually proved it after 10 years of research. So, you know, the idea being that we've already had George Bush. Now Jeb Bush is entering into the race. We've had Bill Clinton, and now Hillary Clinton is back in the race. So the suggestion there being, hey, it's the same families coming back again and again. Oligarchy.
Can you imagine the depression that's going to set in if it's really a Bush running against a Clinton? Because that would be like, there's no way out of that. I mean, I'll vote Libertarian.
Yeah, sure.
But, you know, that doesn't mean they're going to win, although maybe that lineup will horrify people enough to wake up.
Yeah, I think that it might be the very best option for just sort of giving America a wake-up call about how messed up our political system is if we have a Clinton and a Bush running again, because I just, you know, I would imagine you'd have the lowest turnout in decades. But yeah. But by the way, I don't consider low turnout to be any sort of victory. There's many of the sort of principled non-voters out there that think that means something, and it doesn't mean crap.
No, it doesn't mean crap.
I consider low turnout of Democrats and Republicans and high turnout of Libertarians to be a victory.
Yeah, that'd be nice. And maybe the Libertarians, maybe we'll get lucky and the Libertarians will actually pick somebody who's a real Libertarian, somebody who's got the chops. I know our very own Daryl W. Perry is planning on running for the Libertarian nomination.
So I like Gary Johnson. I think he's a great guy.
I think he's likable, too. I just don't think he's really a Libertarian.
Well, he's not. I mean, you have to be unprincipled enough to get elected, sadly.
But you're not going to get elected as a Libertarian.
Well, you know, maybe that would change with a Bush versus Clinton race. I mean, maybe that would be what it would take people
maybe.
To stick up the
and maybe
duopoly.
That's why they won't do it. Maybe that's
you're
why
not going to get elected unless you attempt to get elected. That's for sure. And so starting out,
but you're
with
not also you're also just not going to get elected as a Libertarian. I mean, they stack the decks against you. You're not allowed in the debates. You might as well just be completely marginalized. You might be lucky to get an interview on MSNBC or Fox News like once during the entire campaign. I mean, I don't want to sound like I'm down in the Libertarians. I'd vote for the guy, too, whoever or the gal, whoever the Libertarians end up deciding to run. Odds are good. I will vote for that person. Although when they ran Bob Barr, I actually voted for George Phillies, who was running as a Libertarian only in New Hampshire. So we actually did have another Libertarian libertarian choice on the ballot.
If I'd been in New Hampshire, I would have voted the same way. I held my nose and voted for Bob Barr.
That had to be tough.
I actually met the guy. He bought me a cigar
in
South Carolina after a fundraiser. seemed like a... Well, I mean, people at the same time seem to think, I mean, the really rabid don't vote people. This will get the phone lines running. The really rabid don't vote people will tell you simultaneously that your vote is meaningless. And at the same time, they'll say it's the worst thing you could possibly do. Well, how can it be both?
Right, because they argue that by voting, you're somehow endorsing the system, right?
And I very much go with Lysander Spooner on his theory of voting, which was that, you can do it in self-defense. It's not consent. You know, if you're voting for somebody who wants more government, that could be interpreted as consent. But if you're voting for somebody who's at least claiming he's going to stop some of this stuff from happening, that's just self-defense.
Well, I agree. Yeah, so I would say that there's two different types of voting. There's the voting on an issue. You know, they'll have these referendums. They'll have these, amendments or whatever they come up. And, you know, if you're voting against a new tax increase or some other, growth of government, I can't see how any principled non-voter would claim that you're being aggressive in any way, shape, or form. I would love to hear that argument. I can see how they can say, even if you choose, the best option of candidates, that that person is highly unlikely to be able to make a pro-liberty choice every single time on every single issue. So therefore, you're endorsing some kind of force against some kind of person. But in that circumstance, what I would say is that you fall into the self-defense category. Is look, I get one vote. I would be at the very least allowed to choose what is best for me in that circumstance. I know there's going to be a politician elected come November 2016. So it's reasonable that I would be able to make some kind of choice at that point in self-defense.
Let's continue the story here from, again, Liberty Maniacs, the clothing manufacturer. Anyway, he's saying that he's been threatened now with a cease and desist by the Hillary PAC. Ready for Hillary PAC. They had themselves a campaign, and he made fun of them. So he'd seen some of these bumper stickers for Ready for Hillary, and it drove him up the wall. He said, really, America? Hillary Clinton? We're going to go there? But when the media began to pump the story of Jeb Bush possibly running for president in 2016, making the possibility of a Clinton versus Bush 2 election, enough was enough. And so we'll tell you what he came up with here in moments, because it's pretty cute. 855, 453, and then what happened on the way.
The results are in. For the treatment of nasal allergy symptoms, nothing is more effective than Nasacort. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour is prescription-strength medicine that's scent and alcohol-free with no harsh taste. It's non-addictive and provides 24-hour relief of the worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, with no prescription needed. And in a recent clinical study with Nasacort going nose-to-nose with Flonase, more people prefer Nasacort. For more information, visit nasacort.com. Nasacort. Use as directed.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
Did you know every woman will layer on 14 pounds of toxins in use of cosmetics alone? Unfortunately, top brands women rely on to look their best may be hiding harsh chemicals that have been linked to cancer, organ failure, and birth defects. Longevity Minerals, an all-natural beauty line that heals your skin from the inside out. Try it today at www.morethanhighheels.com. That's www.morethanhighheels.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become an amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We can use your $5 a month to invest into Free Talk Live, get our show on more radio stations, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. That's what we do with your $5. And or you can send more than five if you'd like. You get perks either way, and that gives you access to things like the Amp Only Facebook group. There's also the Amp Only forum, the Amp Only podcast. Go and get all the details and get signed up. And please, it makes a big difference for us when you do that because it helps us market the show more effectively to radio stations so we can be more sort of out there and top of mind for radio program directors who you never know when they're going to need to make a change. All of a sudden, our station in Indianapolis, WIBC, just announced 2 days ago they're dropping Rush Limbaugh from their station. And that's
nice.
Yeah,
couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
It's big news because, you know, Rush is still the number one talk show. That the number one talk station in Indy would drop what was ostensibly a very popular show is a huge change.
I have never asked you this, Ian, but Rush built talk radio as it exists today. I think that would be a pretty industry-wide opinion. Would you agree?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
It was a trailblazer in that way, yeah.
His, probably 3-year-old comment at this point about Sandra Fluke being a slut. You're familiar with this one?
That's right.
This is what sort of set talk radio on its ear as far as advertising goes.
A lot of advertisers bailed out.
Yeah.
So they don't want to be associated with controversial content.
Yeah. Because of this comment. And Free Talk
Live hurt us, did it?
Oh yeah, it did.
Really?
Absolutely, it did. Yeah.
I figured we were so small, it wouldn't have. No, none of our advertisers would have been sort of
we lost
bothered by that.
Everything as far as network advertising, as far as not network, but agency advertising went. I mean, just about everything went away. I'm sure many agencies shut their doors too, or focused on other, other ad venues besides talk radio. But do you think it's time? Do you think that Rush Limbaugh, would the industry be better if Rush Limbaugh just shut his, shut off the mic and went and really enjoyed those many millions of dollars he's earned?
The world would be better.
Do I think it's time?
Well, you didn't even know that we didn't have the ad revenue coming in from these agencies that shows how well you're plugged in there. So I don't even know
I always,
questions of any value any longer.
Aren't these, I mean, the agencies you're talking about are usually just cheapy spots like our leftovers, right?
No, that's not right. No? That's not correct at all.
Okay.
No. See, once again,
don't know anything.
You know, I guess I'm done asking this question to you.
Sign the check.
I'm going to go ahead and say that, yes, that's the case. That
it's time for him to go.
Yeah. Rush Limbaugh has
too big for his britches.
Outlived. Well, I just think that...
Too big for almost any britches on Earth.
He's lost a lot of weight, though.
Has he?
Yeah. He's not Fat Rush like he used to be. He's skinny dope head Rush now.
I have
is he still popping those Percocets?
Come on, of course. I mean, I don't know for sure. I don't know the guy, but... What do you think?
The fact that he should not denounce the drug war after that happened to him disgusts me.
Yeah, he's a scumbag.
Like, I can see that upsets you both. But it's I frankly don't care about his weight or his drug use.
He's also hard to listen to. I don't like listening to his voice anymore. I'm not saying I've got the best voice for radio, but he's changed. Since he went deaf, he's gotten a lot more shrill,
I don't find that. I listen to him on a relatively regular basis if I'm going in town.
Maybe it's because he lost weight.
I don't like or dislike his show any more than I used to like or dislike his show. I don't have any preference that way. I'm just saying that, look... the industry out there that advertises wants somebody crucified, and until they get their body, they're going to continue to withhold the funds. It could be another half decade until the money begins to trickle back in, but talk radio doesn't need that. And it's either Rush who's going to have to make the decision, and I don't think he's got what it takes to step down for the good of the industry. Why should he?
Now he's going to go all the way to the bitter end.
Programmers themselves.
So you're saying he got shrill after he lost the weight. Could it be that he was all about the bass and now he's got some treble?
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Jericho's in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jericho.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, good. What's on your mind tonight?
I have a little bit of a comment, I guess, followed by a question.
All right.
I think myself, along with many millions of others, are quite frustrated with the whole election process and whatever you want to call it there, maybe call it a coronation process. But it really came to a head with me in 2012. You had the Republican primaries and, of course, a lot of people in the field and everything else, including the great Ron Paul. And personally, I think Ron Paul was the best one on the stage out of everybody.
Oh, yeah, hands down.
Especially Mitt Romney. And, of course, Mitt Romney got the nomination. I think it was predetermined from the get-go. That's who the media pushes. That's who the RNC pushes. And personally, you know, Ron Paul wasn't as polished and clean and, you know, whatever as Barack Obama. But if he got down to a real debate about the Constitution and how things should operate, he could have wiped the floor with Obama.
Absolutely. Ron Paul would have won. I think Ron Paul could have won had he been nominated.
Yeah, I would agree.
But the problem is they don't give anybody a chance. You mentioned a few minutes ago you're not allowed to debate, all this other stuff. One thing that stuck in my mind and still does, Ron Paul won the Iowa straw poll, I believe it was, hands down, in 2012. And it's all they talk, okay, Ron Paul won the straw poll, but look at this guy and this guy and this guy. They just went down the road.
They didn't care at all.
Libertarians and really any other third-party candidate, not just libertarians, I don't think have a chance to get elected right now. How do we take it to the world, so to speak? I guess this is where my question comes in. How do we get... You know, the Ron Pauls, the libertarians, or any other third-party type person, how do we get people to get away from the Democrats and the Republicans and see that they're the ones doing all the damage?
I'm a member of the Free State Project, and our answer to that has been you concentrate your force in one place where you can get a hell of a lot of voices raised at the same time in the same place so that other people are hearing those messages again and again in that one area, and you try to spread your message that way, because we're so dispersed throughout America that, you know, it seems like there are no libertarians out there. I had a few libertarian friends when I lived in Michigan, but most of them I made libertarians. You know, I had to make my own friends, you know, find this raw material, make libertarians out of them, and then find out if I like them. So that's been our answer to that. It does seem to be working in that, you know, we're getting more and more actual political influence here.
Right.
And if we can actually implement some of the changes that we want and things in New Hampshire get better, then that becomes a showcase for the world. So
you can't
been my answer.
Yeah, I totally agree. You cannot walk through the New Hampshire State House without running into people that you know. If you've been here for a few years and you work and you know the people in the Liberty community, you go and you socialize with people in the community, you'll meet some of these state reps who are Free State Project participants who've been elected. Some of them elected multiple times. We have, I think it was Carol who was on with us from the Liberty Forum.
Yep.
She's been elected for now her fourth term or something like that. She's been at it for
Carol McGuire.
Carol McGuire, yeah. So, I mean, some have been on there for one term. Some have been for multiple terms. I mean, you don't go to your state house in Virginia there and say hello to people that you know. You don't know who they are, and they don't care.
They're anarchists.
Right. Right, and they don't care who you are.
Oh, exactly.
But I've got.
I think it's just what it boils down to. You guys included, millions and millions of us are sick and tired of voting for the lesser of two evils. And you
sure.
Guys, this guy's picked for you, and this guy's picked for you. And we have to somehow get away from this. It just. You know, it's who the DNC and the RNC says is running, and who you like doesn't matter. I mean, I told my wife, I'm a quarter mile from my voting booth where I go to vote. And to me, it's not worth the trip up there.
Not worth it. Yeah.
Well, as a personal favor to me, would you drive down there and vote Libertarian? Because I get a little smile every time there's a vote for the Libertarians.
In the primaries, I vote for who I like, which could be a Libertarian. You know, it could be what, you know, I vote for who I like in the primaries.
Libertarians aren't going to be in the primaries. So generally what a Libertarian will do is they will pick their own candidates at their convention, and then they send their candidates on to the general election. Primaries are typically contests between just the major parties.
Now let me ask you a quick question, your opinion on something. Something that's thrown out quite a bit, especially by Republicans, is when you vote for the, oh gosh, I forget the guy's name now, 92, that was the third guy.
Anders Perot, Russell Perot.
Perot, yeah, okay.
You vote for him, or, you know, you vote for a third-party guy, basically you're giving your vote to the other side.
It's called the wasted vote syndrome.
I'm not fond of Republicans anymore either, really, but at the end of the day, I'd vote for a Republican before I would a Democrat.
The idea behind that is that they own your vote, and they don't. You do.
That's a good point. Jericho, thanks for the call. We can talk more about wasted vote syndrome in moments. You can also bring up anything on Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Indefinite extension of the human lifespan is coming. But is it coming soon enough for you and me? That's the $80,000 question. I say $80,000 because that's what it costs to have your head cryonically frozen by Alcor. I've committed to do it. I got a life insurance policy, and I made them the beneficiaries. Bam! My best shot at living forever. Interested? Contact them at alcor.org. ALCOR.ORG. Mention my name, and I get a free year of membership.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And GemStone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call GemStone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.